What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Please hang on. Please. This is an official interruption of your local entertainment transmission.
In one moment, a gift most humans never receive in a lifetime.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Now, I'm a very deep person. It's very hard to get to the bottom of who I am.
I know what you mean.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
Talk about being out on a limb. Come on, man.
Really?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
All right, we are back. We're going to get with our friend Mike Furches here shortly to talk some pop culture. Jason Duda in today. I think we're both a little tired for whatever reason.
I am.
Didn't sleep a whole lot last night. What about you?
Not too bad. I mean, not a lot. But
your issue is you get up really early.
Yeah, I was up at 3:30, and I've been on the go until right now.
Well, you've been just
I haven't had a chance to like sit in the couch today.
Well, what about that?
This chair makes me even more tired. Is the part of the problem? I'm glad Mike's here, so I can have a nap and you guys can chat.
A pretty comfortable chair.
It's not bad. It's hard to get out of though.
Yeah, it's a little hard to get out of.
Some issues there.
We'll do what we can to help you.
I would hope so.
Here's Mike Furches joining us as we talk pop culture, as we almost always do on a Wednesday. Mike, welcome.
Hey, it's good to hear you, Bob. It's great to hear that interview. I'm hearing you're so excited about going to the show this weekend. So, yeah, I've actually seen some tribute bands that are really very good, and I've heard these guys are actually pretty good, so... It could be
I think they are good. I saw them a few years ago, and I enjoyed the show. But the guy told me I asked a dumb question, so I don't know. We'll see get past it.
Yeah, and then, of course, the interview was cut short. Because you don't do that to Mr. Robert.
No, well, there's that snooze button or cough button. You know, you can always put someone on delay and just cut out about everything. So.
Yeah,
you don't go putting Bob.
All right,
down. We
have reached the week of the return of Yellowstone. Its final half season begins, I believe, Sunday evening on the Paramount Network. No Kevin Costner, I believe. Is that right, Mike? Is that your understanding?
Well,
except maybe in some flashbacks.
Yeah, some of the trailers I've seen, he's been in there, but. It's hard to tell from the trailers if it's flashback or if it's, you know, a part of the show itself. So I guess we'll just have to wait till Sunday to find out, but it will be the conclusion of a great show, at least in my opinion.
Chances were disappointed in this final half season. What do you think they are? Any chance?
Oh, there's how many times have we been disappointed, whether it's Dexter or who knows what, you know? There's always, it seems like, some level of major disappointment to a great show. And unfortunately, sometimes those things, Game of Thrones, it ruined the whole series. The ending of Game of Thrones, to me, ruined the whole series. And so I'm hoping that...
Yeah, it wasn't. I was disappointed, too, in that.
Yeah. See, we did get Jason in here on some pop culture. So I'm hoping that's not the case with Yellowstone, because it's been such a good show and some really memorable characters. And Tedder Sheridan's just, he's something else. So... you know, I hate to sit in, but it will end this season.
Do you think, is that why some of these actors, when they know they've had a good show, they don't want to do another season? They get to the point where, no, this has just been so good that I don't want to do another one in case it's bad.
Well, I think for some it's certainly the case. You know, there's only like three shows that ended ranked number one. Everything else is always doing poor in the ratings, but there's only been three shows that ever ended and closed their seasons, or not just their seasons, their series, rated number one. And you guys have talked about one of them today, or one of the three.
Andy Griffith.
You know, the Andy Griffith Show. Yeah. its final episode was ranked number one. So how many shows do we see though now that they've been great seasons, great series, but then like Bob said, they end and it's just like, I watched 7 years for that. One of the reasons I loved Longmire, the TV show Longmire, is because they ended that so well. It's one of the best ended series of all time, and it's something you remember the beginning.
It's one of the best series of all time. I thoroughly enjoyed Longmire from start to finish. Every episode was fantastic.
What
did
was
you see
Long?
It?
I know. What's that one about? When was
a
it
Western.
On?
Western.
A Western.
No, nope. it's a contemporary Western about a sheriff. Yeah. I mean, it's good. It's great. Fantastic.
It's
Mike Furch is with us. So we've got Mike, one of the buzzworthy movies called Conclave that's coming out. I think that most people expect it to be heavily decorated for Academy Award nominations. It's got an incredible premise. It stars an unbelievable cast. How excited are you about seeing this movie?
Well, I saw it pre-release. I got to see it before it was released in theaters.
Well, aren't you smart?
Big wheel in it. Attaboy.
Well, you try to get to, they would fly me out on junkets in the past. They don't do junkets anymore. Now, they were really a blast. It's every bit as good as the reviews say it is. It has... some people appreciate this, some will not. It has the best epiphany moment in a movie since The Crying Game. If you ever saw The Crying Game, there's a scene in that movie and you go, oh my gosh, The Sixth Sense has one like that. But this has, the ending of this shocks everyone. And I mean, how many great actors from Stanley Tucci that, you know, just, I could just keep naming names. And I'm thinking probably 7 or 8 Oscar nominations for this movie. It's that good. It's a drama, Bob. There's no, I mean, it's not. You remember used to we'd have stories that they were stories, and I know that you and I have talked about how much we like those kind of movies. This is very much like that, and it's kind of like a religious political espionage story, and looks into how the Catholic Church chooses a pope. That's the conclave concept, but it is entertaining. And again, I'm thinking 6 or 7 nominations. And for me right now, it is the forerunner. It is the movie to beat for Best Picture of the Year so far. So it's that good. But I'm also hearing great things about Here with Tom Hanks. I had a buddy that listens to the show that contacted me today and asked me if I'd seen it. And he was telling me about it. And I've checked out some reviews. And we'll see that probably tonight or tomorrow. And it's getting some really great reviews as well.
Is there anything out right now? Any other good movies? It was funny because my wife and I were trying to find something we wanted to watch. We couldn't really find anything the last few days. Is there something out there that I'm missing that I could watch movie-wise or even just TV-wise?
My recommendation right now, because you're kind of a family guy, you know, that's the impression you give me, and The Wild Robot. It's animated, but it's extremely good. It's one of those movies that the parents will love watching it with their kids. It's got a great story, and it has some adult things in it as well. And so I would recommend that. And there's some horror movies. Smile 2 was really good. If you're into horror, what I call horror porn, terror porn, The Terrifier, it's as bloody and gutty as any movie I've ever seen.
I don't see Duda going for that.
No. I'm not going for that, but it's funny that you mentioned the robot thing because my wife told me last night, she goes, you need to watch this because her and Avery actually watched it on the weekend and said it was awesome.
It's really, you know, they can do so much with animation sometimes, and they can create this world for us that causes us to forget the world we live in. And for some of us at certain times in life, that's kind of important. That's one of the things I like about movies is being able to escape for a couple of hours, you know, and Wild Robot was one of the great surprises. I thought it was going to be good. I did not know it was going to be as good as it is. I will pick that movie right now to win Animated Picture of the Year for Oscars when it comes out. So,
well, there's
all the good stuff.
You've given me something to think about because I need to go to a movie and break that ice. It's been a long time.
And you can do it.
And I think Conclave could be the answer. But is there any way you think they'd just let me and Debbie be there?
Sure.
Just make a call, Bob.
Hey, you guys want to go? I'll take you. I'd love to take you. You know, Jeff, it's been fun to go to the movies with him in the past. I had the chance to see that. We've done other stuff, and I'll be glad to take you. And it's just,
well, let me get with my wife on it.
Movies. Okay, get with her, and we'll see what we can do.
And I'll we'd have to bring Misty.
Go Tennessee. And I'm still at the place where I'm saying go Tennessee, Bob.
So, I think I'm probably losing it, but that's okay.
Probably. Yeah, that's probably.
You think it's more than probably?
I'm not going to say that out loud, but of course I do. I would never admit that.
I can send it to you, Bob, but someone told me today at how much that here we are, two guys that are different, but how much respect I have for you. And I told him, I said, Bob, you know, he's a great guy. You have a lot of respect in this community. And you're owed it. You're owed the respect that you're given. Anytime, movie, dinner, whatever.
Duda just took off his headset. He didn't want to hear that. We'll make it happen. We'll go to dinner at some point and perhaps a movie. I don't want to commit to the movie because
Bob doesn't commit very well.
I did go to a soccer game.
Yeah, and it took you 7 years.
Yeah, but I stayed for half of it.
You did.
I saw three goals scored.
Should be happy.
Well, that's
anything else, Mike? Holidays coming up? Any holiday movies that intrigue you?
Red One. It's kind of like a Santa Claus movie that has The Rock. And I think it has success written all over it. I'm really looking forward to it. So I don't know if you're familiar with that or not, but Red One, he's given duty to protect Santa Claus. He's kind of like the Secret Service for Santa Claus. And it looks like a lot of fun. So
it sounds like a tall task.
The other one, they're the best Christmas pageant ever. For those that are not aware of that story, it's coming out. The Manigault Theater in Greenville, South Carolina, I got to play the part of one of the Manigault children, or not Manigault children, one of the children in the movie. The best Christmas pageant ever, I think that's going to be a big hit as well, because it's such a good story about the Herdmans. That's who it is, it's the Herdmans. So,
Mike, have you watched Matlock yet?
Oh, I love it. Kathy Bates, I heard you say something about my opinion. She is one of the great actresses. And I would go so far as to say she may be the top underrated actress of our time. She is so good. And she's got cojones. I can't remember the name of the movie where she's in the hot tub naked, nude, at her age, the way she's built. And she's just...
I think it was What About Schmidt, wasn't it, with Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, that's correct. And she goes out and gives her parts and her characters the fullest of her ability. And man, I don't think I've ever seen a Kathy Bates movie that I did not thoroughly like. And in Matlock, the only complaint I have, she's too good for just television. She's done the American Horror Story series and stuff, but she needs to be back in movies and then boxing the box office.
Yeah, but go in and do a series. You're going to win an Emmy it's so good. She's so good, and she's going to win the Emmy, and it's not going to be close. And any other actress who's in television right now has to just say, well, we'll get them next year. Hopefully Matlock's one and off.
I don't think they'll be one and off unless they don't want it. She just doesn't want to do it.
Well, they do have that underlying premise. I don't know how long they can drag that.
Well, that's true. I don't know if they'll just finish it at the end of this year or tie it into doing another year.
You never know.
You never can tell.
Hey, Mike, go take care of your pup. We appreciate your time always. We'll talk to you soon.
There's somebody at the door, so she's a good watchdog, so I'll check it out. Thanks, Bob. You guys take care.
All right. There's Mike Furches. A good active pop culture segment today.
It was.
We covered a lot of ground.
As usual. Like, come on. Figure it out. I'm here.
Oh, now.
That's what happens when I'm here.
Really? You're that confident in yourself?
For a lot of times, once in a while.
So what do you guys have to say about Shocker basketball? I was impressed. It's been a while since they had a guy who could put up 30, and I thought Hill was going to be more of a true point guard distributor. I was a little bit taken aback and surprised by his offensive capabilities, and they made a bunch of threes. They cut out their turnovers. They put up 91 points. Pretty good opener.
Yeah, it was a good opener. As usual, it's one game. I'd like to see. Now, normally, if we're talking 10 years ago, you have an idea going into the season because you've seen all these guys play for a couple years together. The problem now is that these guys, they've basically played one game. A bunch of guys that have been transferred in. They do have some guys back. I understand that. But I want to see a little bit more. And as Jeff and I said yesterday, it was still a very good start to the season. It's a good win on the road.
They are set up to have a good year with all these seniors.
Yes.
This was not by accident, right? There was a purpose to this. We gotta get fans back to us. We need to have a team that gives us a hook, that causes people to want to come see us. And the best way to do that is
win.
Keep our seniors from last year, the juniors that are now seniors or fifth-year seniors or what. I'd be so glad when we get past this extra COVID year and we can get back to 4 years of eligibility.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hit the transfer portal hard and bring in some more seniors. So we got a team full of seniors who are experienced. I think they're primed for a pretty good year. Does that mean I think they're going to the NCAA tournament or contend for an American Athletic Conference championship? I don't know yet, but I think you can't dismiss either of those.
No. No, I don't think you can dismiss either one. I'm not saying that. Not at all. It's early.
Early.
Was it a good showing? Absolutely it was.
And again,
it was fantastic.
I'm not overreacting to one game. I'm saying that this team was built to win.
Well, you can say a lot of teams are built to win.
No.
And they win one game to start with, and then they don't. I'd like to see this team for seven, eight games. I hope they're 7-1.
In your normal situation, I'm with you.
In a normal situation.
If you got a bunch of freshmen and sophomores that haven't had a lot of experience, I'd buy into what you're saying. This team is loaded with seniors.
Yes.
Players who have all kinds of experience at the Division I level. I'd be really disappointed if they don't contend in the American, if they don't make themselves a factor potentially as an at-large or even a conference champion. I'm standing by this. You and Jeff are both, well, let's wait and see.
No, you're talking about
you and Jeff.
No, you calm down for a second. You said to get fans back in and get people excited again, yes, you have to win, and you have to do it right away. But here's the problem then. They got all seniors, so they all leave. So then what happens next year?
You get more.
They just go. So this is going to be the trend.
This is the way it works now.
I know. I don't like it, but I do understand that that's the way it works. Now, my question would be, do the fans like that?
Don't know.
Do they like winning? Of course, everybody likes winning.
If you win, they like it.
Don't you get to like to know the players and watch them for a while instead of just going to a few games and then you go back the next year and like, who are these guys?
No.
No?
Not in this day and age of college athletics.
Well, you can't in this day and age in college athletics. That doesn't mean you like it.
It means...
As a fan.
It means you better learn to like it as a fan. At the Division I levels of men's basketball and football, you better learn to like it because this is how it is.
I know it is. I'm not disputing that.
And if you win... If you win, the fans will come.
Yes, The answer to that question
is not about program building.
Yes.
It's about team building. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
It's disappointing in my eyes, but I understand that that is the way it works. I'm not an idiot.
I'm not saying I'm not giving my stamp of approval, but if Paul Mills is able to build a good team year in and year out, fans will respond. Program, thing of the past.
Yeah, it's gone. Programs are gone, I think, because all these kids can just leave whenever they want. And that was the one thing I liked about college. You commit to something, you go and do it.
You like a fantasy draft, don't you?
And you
look forward
keepers,
to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what this is now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantasy draft every year. It's
fantasy.
People like that.
Well, some do, some don't.
You'll learn to like it.
Oh, I will,
yes,
will I?
You will.
Are you honestly sitting there telling me?
I do believe you'll like it.
Well, okay. Well, let's give it some time and see what happens, I guess. That's really all I can do.
It's all incumbent on winning.
Unfortunately, yeah, you're probably right. And I don't like to admit that you're right.
As I've said, Mike Furch is what he's calling me, the saint of Wichita.
Jeez, I don't think it was that.
Something like that.
Yeah, it was something like that. You're correct.
I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, it was some sainthood thing, though, right?
Well, we were talking about the Pope, and
you came
up. My name came up.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break.
How did I miss that?
So much more fun to do this show with me.
Good gracious.
We'll come back in a minute. We'll carry on whatever conversation we're doing. Don't forget to give us a call on our hotline, 869-1240. That's IHOP, where they have a special each night, Monday through Friday, for $6. Your favorite specials available at IHOP. Back in a minute.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Here's KU Pat.
Hey, guys. Believe it or not, I don't have any sports-related question, but due to this is for you, and I'm dead serious. How tough would it be to move to Canada? After last night's results, I can't stay in this country. And if it is not difficult to get into Canada, where would you recommend I go?
Just tell them you know Duda.
Yeah, they'll let you in, or they'll throw you in jail. It's a 50-50 shot, Pat. So, I mean, if flip a coin, see what happens. But if you want to go somewhere, go to Vancouver Island with Victoria, or I prefer the western side, obviously, because that's where I'm from. The Calgary area is awesome. It's right beside the mountains. Those would be the places
Might go 75 miles to the east of Toronto. And have a big league baseball team to follow, and an NBA team.
You could. CFL.
Yeah, why not? And a NHL, obviously.
And a Major League Soccer team out there.
Toronto would probably be, if I were contemplating the move, that would probably be my first choice. Although the western part of Canada sounds intriguing too.
Yeah, I think it'd be a little more laid back. You still have all that stuff. Calgary has the same thing. You got a hockey team. You got a football team.
Although, yeah, but you don't have an NBA or an MLB team.
No, you don't. But
yeah,
you'll get every game on TV, so you'll be just fine, and you'll save a lot more money.
How brutal are the winters near Calgary?
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. They're not great.
Yeah.
So go to Victoria. If that's where you're looking for weather-wise, go to Victoria, because their winters...
No hockey team there.
Their winters aren't that bad whatsoever.
Well,
where I would tell you to go with the parameters you're setting on me here.
Will I still be able to watch my Jayhawks?
No, heavens no.
Oh, yeah, you can get all different kinds of cable stuff to watch whatever you want.
There's not in that
problem. They probably got a KU channel up there. Who knows?
Well, I didn't mean to get political, but I don't know how I'm going to, you know, all of us are going to survive the next 4 years. But anyway, I appreciate your input, Duda.
Anytime.
Thanks, Pat. We appreciate the call. 869-1240, the IHOP hotline. As we muddle through Wednesday. Tomorrow it's yours truly and Jeff on the show. And then on Friday, we're expecting the three-man booth with Duda and Jeff and myself.
Uh-oh.
So we always look forward to that.
Those are good times.
Yeah, that's fun.
They're good times. Let's just be honest.
K-State basketball with a win last night. I didn't follow it. Really don't know anything about it. I'll get into basketball here a little bit more as we go along. But I watched the Shockers because that was a legitimate, interesting season opener.
Well, because it was a decent test. It was a good test for them. And on the road, which hadn't been done in what? I thought I heard like over 20 years, them opening up on the road.
Yeah, kind of weird.
So, good for them.
But K-State, I think,
got the win last night, so everybody's happy right now.
I think Paul Mills wanted to see how that team would perform on the road. I'm interested. I'll just say that. I'm interested. I think they're going to have a better year than maybe some expect. But, again, that's just my gut feeling.
Well, your gut's right 20% of the time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You never know when you're going to be right about something.
And it's always nice that someone acknowledges when you are, isn't it?
Well, I don't need acknowledgement.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you were searching for it right there, and I gave it to you. So you're welcome.
Kansas has North Carolina.
They got a tough schedule.
Friday night.
We went over their schedule coming up. They got a tough
schedule. That's interesting, obviously. Then they have Michigan State in the Hall of Fame, whatever they call that thing.
I don't know, but I know what you're saying.
Every year they play it. It's always the same four teams. They need to switch that up. It's always Michigan State, Kansas, Duke, and Kentucky. They have Duke. They have Creighton. They have a tough schedule, and then, of course, the Big 12 is loaded.
They got a tough and with the Big 12, you always have a tough schedule. So I like them playing all these teams, though. It's way more fun to watch. I'm going to tune in probably to Kansas, North Carolina. I wouldn't tune in to Kansas and Montana State.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to.
Well, I would hope not. But I'm glad they're playing these games. It's way more exciting. Fans love it.
Sure they do.
And you get a good parameter of where you're at as a basketball team. Nothing better. Do it all the time.
Well, we look forward to it. Trying to look for some other games of interest this week and this weekend. And North Carolina, Kansas is head and shoulders above anything else.
Well,
but we'll get into some things.
What are we getting into?
I'm trying to find a game I want to see.
You're probably going to have a tough time.
Tennessee, Louisville coming up Saturday. That's somewhat interesting.
Is Louisville still relevant? It used to be? Yeah.
Arkansas, Baylor. Baylor coming off
what happened there?
Gonzaga's really good.
I was going to say, I know Gonzaga's good, but
Auburn, Houston. I hope Houston beats them.
Well, they will.
Within an inch of their lives.
Houston's always good. They got a good team again.
So those are some of the early season matchups, but we're still in the thick of college football, the playoff and all that stuff, and we'll talk much more about that here coming up on the show tomorrow and Friday. All right, tomorrow night we have a pretty interesting Thursday night football game, the Bengals and the Ravens. That'll catch my attention.
Yes.
Bengals haven't had a good year, but you still feel like that's a team that could make some noise.
Well, they still can. They got the pieces. They got the parts for it. It wouldn't surprise me if they go into Baltimore and beat Baltimore. Baltimore's shown that they can be beat. What are they, 5-3 this year? They've looked good in their wins. They look bad in their losses. I think this will be a little bit closer game than everybody thinks. It'll be closer than the 7-point spread I think it opened up at.
Well, that's certainly a game we'll look at picking coming up tomorrow when we make picks. Elsewhere, you've got a very interesting game with the Steelers going to Washington. That one really jumps off the page because both of those teams are better than we thought they'd be, especially Washington.
Yes.
They're a home favorite in that one. That is a good game.
Yeah, and the Steelers, look, Justin Fields went in and did a good job. Russell Wilson's come in and looked really good. The Steelers are 6-2, but are we really surprised? Tomlin doesn't lose. He doesn't have a losing season. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but they're usually...
Am I surprised maybe they're 6-2 and not 5-3?
Lately they've hovered around 9-8, 10-7.
With nobody, though,
Bob. I think 6-2 is a little bit of a surprise.
But they hovered around there with nobody. They had nothing. They had no offense whatsoever. They haven't had a quarterback since Roethlisberger. And yet they still seem to keep going. Now they've got an upgrade. And Russell Wilson is not the Russell Wilson that we used to watch 10 years ago. But he's still very serviceable in that offense.
Yeah,
and they always
right.
have a good defense.
I hope Washington beats them.
What? Why?
Because I've kind of gotten on the Washington thing.
I hope Pittsburgh beats them.
Really?
Yes. I haven't got on to Washington yet.
Why?
I like them. I mean, I got Jaden Daniels in our fantasy draft. He's been great. But I've not hopped on to Washington yet. I much prefer the Steelers over Washington.
Well, I'm hopping on.
Well, I'm hopping on the Steelers, so we
Good,
can
I'll
have a battle. We'll battle it out. And I hope we'll be picking that game, too. And I know where you're going, so I'll just gain some more ground.
Well, I don't know where I'm going. Just because I like them doesn't mean I'm going to
wow.
pick them.
Wow. Wow.
And then we've got Denver visiting Kansas City. And Kansas City never blows anyone out anymore. They're an 8-point favorite. We know Max will pick Denver. And maybe he'll be right. He did get it right last week. Everybody did except me. But I only put a point on Kansas City. I don't know what they're magical. They've got some voodoo going or something. Because they win regardless of who plays well. It's kind of eerie.
Well, we talked on the show yesterday a little bit about you watch them and you're like, okay, what's missing? Because there's something missing with this team. Yet they've won 14 in a row. But if you were to watch them, you'd say, oh, how have they won 14 in a row? Because somehow every game is close. It's always right there. But if you get the ball into Mahomes' hands at the end of the game, 9 times out of 10, you're going to win that game.
Here's where the Chiefs are superior to everyone. They have a good defense. They have an elite quarterback. They have a good receiving core. They have a very good offensive line. They have still a very good secondary. So even when certain aspects of their game are subpar, they got so many good parts to their team that they pick them up.
Yeah, but
it's always something with the Chiefs. They win.
I agree. That's what we're saying. But their defense did not play that well.
But the offense picked them up.
Exactly. I mean,
DeAndre
Tampa
Hopkins.
Bay had, until the last drive of the game, Tampa Bay had 2 completions to wide receivers. 3.5 quarters, they went with 2 catches by their wide receivers, and yet they were still in that game. I thought the Chiefs' defense would have destroyed Baker Mayfield. They only got to him twice. But like you said... Then the offense decides to put up some points and put up 30. So when the offense, it's uncanny how when the defense isn't quite there, the offense picks it up. When the offense isn't there, the defense picks it up. You'd think this trend would have to stop at some point if you're only having one work most of the time. But they seem to get it done. I don't know. Andy Reid's a genius. You got Patrick Mahomes on one side. You got Chris Jones on the other side. They can all make plays whenever they need to, and they seem to do it at the right time. There's really not much you can say other than they're just a really good football team that knows how
to
win.
Yeah, they got everything covered. And on a night when the offense may not click, the defense does. And if the defense struggles, the special teams come through. And it's just they're so well built, constructed. Brett Veach is a superior general manager. Andy Reid's a superior coach. Their personnel is top notch. And I wouldn't pick against them winning the Super Bowl again.
I don't know. I think they got as far as I'm concerned, they have the best chance, but it's tough to take them over the rest of the league. If you're going to make a bet right now, are you taking the Chiefs or the field?
Right now, they're home field advantage throughout, my friend. And last year, they weren't.
And no, they were on the road the whole time.
That didn't bother them a bit.
No.
In fact, they played their best football in the playoffs.
I'm kind of hoping they three-peat. I really am. I don't know. You know, if you look at the other, if you look in the AFC, Baltimore obviously is a team that's going to come up. But who else has looked really good this year?
And Baltimore's really good at times, but they've stumbled.
But if Lamar's not playing well and the offense isn't clicking, like we were just talking about with the Chiefs, the defense isn't really stepping it up at the right time.
They're 6-3.
They're a good team.
They're a good team. Houston's a good team. Buffalo's a good team. Pittsburgh's a good team. The Chiefs are a all-time team.
That's just it. It's the Chiefs.
Unless we get Detroit, Kansas City in the Super Bowl, it'll be disappointing.
And I think Detroit comes out of that other. Detroit's playing well.
That's what we got to have.
I'd love to see that.
It's clear cut.
I'd love to see it.
Now Washington's sneaking in there.
They're sneaking in there, but they're not.
They're
not at Detroit's level right now. I don't even know if they're at Philadelphia level right now.
Philadelphia.
When you got to go wrong with Philadelphia?
You kidding me?
Philly's not a bad team.
They play at Philly next Thursday night.
That's the Thursday night game?
Yes.
Well, then that'll be a doozy. Good. Two good Thursday night games.
They still have Philadelphia at home coming up on the 22nd of December. Pittsburgh, Philly, Dallas, Tennessee, New Orleans, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Dallas. So they still have Dallas to play twice, Philadelphia to play twice. Interesting. Very interesting.
They are a lot better than...
Unfortunately, they don't play on Thanksgiving.
Who plays on Thanksgiving? Do you got it up there by chance?
Stand by, would you?
I'll stand by. I'm sure Detroit plays on Thanksgiving because they always play on Thanksgiving. Who else? Is it Dallas that always plays on Thanksgiving?
Well, I have to find it here if you'll be a little patient.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there.
Chicago, Detroit. That's the early game on Thanksgiving Day. Then you've got the Giants and Cowboys. I wouldn't walk across the street to watch that.
Hey, you know what? That works perfect. You have to get together with the family. You have a great big meal. You take a nap during the second game. And what's the late game?
You're not going to like it either.
Oh, no.
Dolphins-Packers.
Oh, jeez.
It's not a good schedule.
Well, it's not that bad. I mean, Dolphins,
combined record of the four teams in the late game is 13-21. Four teams in the late games, 13-21. I don't need to see that.
Well, I definitely don't need to watch Cooper Rush, who's going to be the Cowboys quarterback for the next 4 weeks.
I don't need that at all.
That's that game. And the Giants. The Giants are bad. They're just bad. At least you got Tua and Hill. You got Jordan Love on the other side. I can watch that game. That one could be a high-scoring game.
Thanksgiving morning, we have Minnesota-Wichita State down in Florida in that tournament. We've got some other fairly interesting college basketball games, but none that really. Purdue-North Carolina State. That's much better than the middle game in the NFL.
I wish the Shockers were playing at 2 in the afternoon instead of 11. That'd be great.
I'll probably go with the Shockers.
Well, I'll probably watch the Shockers too, because that first game usually doesn't kick off till what, 12:15-ish?
Yeah, 11.
I'll watch the first
half. 11 o'clock.
I'll watch the first half of the
show. 11 o'clock.
What, the football game?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
Well, I'll flick back and forth, depending on where I'm at.
Well, it depends on how much food you got in front of you.
No, I'll get a tray table. I'll just go sit in front of the TV. What?
I want you to interact with some of the relatives.
It's great because I sit and watch football and everybody comes in and sits down for a while and we chat. And then they go to the kitchen or the dining room.
That's beautiful.
Then they come in and chat. I end up talking with everybody. And I'm easy to find if you have to.
See, I don't know that I'd talk if I'm really into a game.
Oh, you got in between plays. You got commercial breaks. You got lots of time.
Yeah, that's true.
You got tons of time. It's great. Works out perfect. Then I can have, if I'm in the big chair, I can have a nap.
I think Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday. And not just for the food, but it's just a good holiday. You know, it's a time to reflect a little bit. It's you get that Friday off normally. Now, when I was working at the Eagle, I always had to go cover a football game on Thanksgiving weekend and often on Thanksgiving Day. But I don't have that responsibility anymore.
Well, you're lucky.
It's kind of fun now.
A lot of us have to work on Friday.
You got to go to work on Friday. I used to have to.
I'll go in Friday morning, guaranteed. We won't have, after Thanksgiving, we'll go to 6 day weeks.
Well, there you go.
No. It's a lot of early mornings.
You're up for it.
Be starting at 2:30 some days.
You're up for it.
Wait till I get on this show after 3 days of getting up at 2:30 and going into work.
Yeah.
You want to see grumpy Canadian guy, you'll get him.
Max, play the damn music. Aren't there days like that where...
There are. There's so many days like that.
Where you just...
You want to be done with everything.
You're struggling to get to the end of something. And not that we're not putting our A game out there for you today. I mean, I don't know that I could be better.
I'm running at about a B minus. I'm on the struggle bus.
I'm like the Chiefs defense. I picked you up.
God, did I set that up for you or what? So disappointed in myself right now.
I can understand.
Yeah, I bet you can.
Anyway, we appreciate Katie Galligan for being on from Shocker Volleyball. George Dickinson from the band Hotel California. We've got a bunch of really interesting high school games, and we'll get into those tomorrow with Jeff. We'll make our weekly picks. I'm coming off a 1-7 week. I can't get the mojo going this year.
No? Well, you guys got yappy with me, and so I just figured, well.
Yeah, you're so good.
I'm going to start
running away with it. By the way, Jeff still leads.
Yeah, but didn't want to get ahead by 40 points this early and it'd be done.
Right.
How boring is that?
You've been so good in the past.
You want me to just get away?
Yeah, go 8-0 this week.
No, it's going to take about a month and you guys won't be able to catch me.
There you go. We'll look forward to it.
Mark it down.
All right, thanks for listening. Thanks to Max Power back in the studio. We'll be back tomorrow.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.